From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Did your commute feel a little slower yesterday, or that line at the coffee shop a little longer? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, America's population hit 300 million yesterday. That makes us only the third nation to cross this important threshold, behind China and India. And there are no signs of a slowdown. For more, we're joined in our Washington, D.C. headquarters by Marlene Lee, Senior Policy Analyst with the Population Reference Bureau. Welcome.
Thank you.
So as a country, we're 30% larger than we were just 40 years ago. Now, that's a lot of growth. Is it healthy for our country to be growing that fast?
Well, I think that depends on the resources we have and the perspective. Certainly for business markets, having more people is good. If you are waiting in line or on the highway, as you suggested in your introduction, it may not feel so great.
What about other countries? How do we stack up to other nations, and are some of them actually shrinking?
When you look at other Western industrialized countries like Italy and Germany and France, we actually have a higher rate of natural increase, so we're growing faster. Some of these countries have low total fertility rates and are close to or below replacement rates, so they're not really growing.
Now, how do you break down the growth in population here in the States? How much is births? How much is immigration?
Since 2000, between 2000 and 2005, natural increase, that's the number of births minus the number of deaths, it has accounted for about 60% of the growth in the U.S. population, whereas immigration has accounted for approximately 40% of the growth.
Do you have any idea how that stacks up to other historical periods? I mean, 40% is significant. Is that a lot more than we've seen at certain points in the past, or does it match certain other periods of immigration?
When we're talking about the contribution to growth, let's say if we look at the 1990s, immigration was only about 30% of growth. In terms of the number of people immigrating to the U.S., we've really hit new heights here in the 2000s. But if you look at the share of the population that's attributable to immigrants, then we're at about the same level as we were in the early 1900s.
And are there any population hotspots that are seeing very rapid growth now?
Well, the South and the West are growing much faster than the Midwest and the Northeast. Partly that may be due to differences in the age of the population. The Midwest and the Northeast have older populations. Also, the states that have more immigrants coming in, such as California and Florida, might be experiencing more immigration growth.
And what about ethnically? Which ethnic groups or racial groups are experiencing the fastest growth or the slowest growth?
Well, the fastest growing ethnic groups in the U.S. are Hispanic and Asians. The slowest growing would be non-Hispanic whites.
Now, there's been a shift in the American household. It's no longer necessarily mom, dad, 1.5 kids, and a station wagon. What do these families and individuals look like today who are at the leading edge of the increase in American population?
We've seen big change in household composition. When you look at what households look like, there are much fewer large households, like five-person households. There are many more single-person households as a percentage of the population, and also non-family households. People have delayed marriage, and also as people live older, once their spouse dies, they tend to be living alone.
Finally, just a question about how we count America's population. You're with the Population Reference Bureau, and of course there's the Census Bureau. How can we accurately keep track of these milestones in America's growth?
We actually are just guessing as to when we will hit that 300 millionth mark, because there is no registry of people in the U.S., so we won't know until much later when we actually hit that mark. It's an educated guess based on the rate of births, how often deaths occur in the U.S., and how often we have immigrants entering the U.S.
Well, Marlene Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marlene Lee is Senior Policy Analyst with the Population Reference Bureau.